Renita, good morning.
Morning.
Now, Renita, can you tell us a little bit about what's it like being a refugee here in Australia?
Oh, so I've been a refugee here for 3 years and 2 days. And it's not the easiest experience, actually. And in the beginning, it was hard, but a lot of good people and received a lot of support here that make everything easier. So when we first arrived, Settlement Service International, they help us a lot. And there's a lot of programs that supported us. And then after 6 months, we start a worker from local CMRC supported us, and I went into employment program, which helped me a lot to improve myself here and settle down here.
And in your experience, how welcoming have Australians been to you?
Like, in my personal experience, it was a lot of people here make it easier to settle down. So you meet a lot of good people and a lot of supportive people that give you the strength and help you and tell you that you can do it. It's really hard in the beginning, but I'm shocked actually with these figures, because the people that I meet every day is a very supportive people, and the people I work with every day, as I'm working now in fundraising for Refugee Council of Australia, it's a lot of like supportive people, a lot of good people that they want to help, that they actually call us and say like, okay, we want to help, how we can help, how we can donate, how we can support or volunteer. So I meet a lot of good people, a lot of people that are willing to help. So I'm shocked of these figures.
And well, for those who might not know, what are some of the challenges refugees face when they first come here to Australia?
All right, so coming to a new country, when I first arrived here, it was a shock for me. I had really like a panic attack that what I'm going to do in this new country, how I'm going to survive. The first thing you think of is working, studying, getting like into from scratch, getting life like from scratch. So studying a new language. So the challenges are language, culture shock, getting to employment. It's really hard to find your first job here in Australia, as you have no experience in work here. So I applied a lot to a lot of jobs, and it was always very hard because, okay, you're good, you have education, your English is good, but you have no experience here in Australia. So it's hard to get your first job here.
If you've just joined us here on The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Renita Dartshaw, a fundraising assistant for the Refugee Council of Australia, about Australia's attitude towards refugees and migrants. Now, Renita, what can Australians do to make refugees in their communities feel more welcome on World Refugee Day, which is today?
All right, so they are supportive, but they can be like more supportive. They can separate them, like they can help other Australians to understand what it's like to be a refugee. And some media coverage, the negative media coverage, so they can help with writing to this, like to the editor, or like calling those media channels to ask for a better media coverage about refugees. And they can volunteer with refugees, a lot of refugees, especially now after the SRS cuts gonna occur, so they can help them volunteering with them, or be more understanding, give them opportunities. There is a lot of refugees that are like experiencing a lot of hard time to find the first job. So if you are Australian business owner, maybe you can offer the refugees their first job to work, so they will have experience here. They are ready to get their next job.
And what will you be doing to mark World Refugee Day?
So on the Refugee Day, I'm doing with the Refugee Council. We already launched our refugee event, so I'm doing an event in my local council. in Fairfield Local Council, my local council. So I will be just letting take part of that event. I'm not doing something special.
Right. And just one last question for you. How does the Refugee Council of Australia assist new refugees and migrants living here in Australia?
So they assist them by advocating to refugees and help and supporting refugees and actually asking the government for better policies for refugees and helping and doing studies about refugees.
Right. Well, sounds like they do some pretty great work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.